In this topic, I will show how to step-by-step run a simple driver for a 128x32 OLED without using off-the-shelf libraries, relying solely on software-based I2C. I will test how difficult it is to display text on such a display, and how many bytes of RAM and flash it requires. Will it be possible to run the text drawing without holding the image buffer in memory? Let's find out. I've shown the SSD 1306 before, but I was running it with an Arduino. I described its connection and capabilities there. I was quite happy with the results. This reason also decided to add support for this display to my IoT firmware, supporting up to 32 platforms. I prototyped the driver on a BK7238, but due to the use of software I2C, it should work on any supported platform. I2C scan. The first thing I run in such cases is an I2C address scan. It allows me to check that everything is well connected and that I have the address of the target device well defined. In my firmware, there is a ready command for this, scan I2C. It displays the addresses of the devices found. Address 0x3C matches the catalog note. You can proceed to the next step. First flashing, the second step is always to run the simplest set of operations, the result of which is visible and verifiable. Here I wanted to try blinking the display. In this case, however, this requires a full configuration of the display and an understanding of its protocol. Here we have commands for the display, code 0x00, access to the pixel memory, code 0x40. A bit of stuff needs to be set up at the beginning. Fortunately, my 128x32 module is popular enough that I could just follow the ready-made libraries. According to the catalog note, contrast, remapping, scan direction, inversion, offset, frequency, RAM. As far as I can see, most drivers also have this implemented as static commands executed once at module start. In addition to this, I added a pixel send, write data, lit all of them for a test, 0xFF, all bits lit, and alternated on-off commands, i.e. 0xAE and 0xAF in a loop. Of course, here it is important to remember that, for example, if we fill the pixel RAM with 0x00 bytes, the 0xAF command, turning the display on, will not do us any good, because every pixel will be off anyway. I ran the program from my firmware command line. Result: this confirms that at least in some form, the commands are correctly executed and you can move on to the next stage. First, rectangles. Now let's consider how the display refresh is implemented. The simplest and the least efficient solution would be to keep the full bitmap in RAM on the microcontroller and send it all over with every change. Here, fortunately, there is a cleverer method. We can draw on an area of pages of our choice, and the display remembers this itself. We have 8 pages, from page 0 to page 7. In the version with a display height of 32, 4 pages are used. Each page is 128 bytes. Pages are groups of pixels, where successively we have vertical lines of 8 pixels. So by setting the first, for example, 16 bits, we create a 2x8 rectangle. If we skip every 8th bit, we create a 2x7 rectangle, and so on. The display also has the ability to change the segment mapping. A function was created to set the position of the cursor on a given byte on one of the 8 sides. Auto-incrementing the target address, however, does not allow us to jump freely between rows and columns. So when drawing a rectangle, we set the cursor separately n times. Basically, we draw it from separate lines, here aligned to memory pages. For simplicity, operation B set down, bit shifting 3 bits to the right, i.e. dividing by 8 to get the page index. In addition, I take into account 2 filling modes, full and border. In border mode, I simply test if we are at the edge pixels. Full demo, result, first characters. The next step is to display the text. Here again, you can take advantage of this division of memory into 8 pages and assume that you only ever draw characters on one of them. This in turn allows us to encode the characters as strings of bytes.